Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
So then I hear her call my name. Hey, Ollie, come over here. I want you to see something kind of cool. It's kind of neat. So I'm over here, and this is the moment I see it. I'm just flabbergasted. This is the most gestated fetus and closest thing to a baby I've seen. And she's like, okay, I want to show you something. So she has one of her instruments, and she just taps the heart, and it starts beating. And I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at this fetus, and its heart is beating. And I don't know what to think.
Is there still circulation in the heart once you isolate it?
There are signs of when, after the procedure is done, that the heart actually is still beating.
Just an excerpt, rather gruesome one in fact, from the latest, the seventh, of the undercover Planned Parenthood videos released this morning. Now, these things have come about once a week, and with each one of them, the picture has become more graphic. It has been filled in more bloody detail, in more heartless, brutal detail, sometimes with actual pictures and images. And of course, the descriptions themselves defy description as well. What does the seventh Planned Parenthood video teach us about this abortion organization? Welcome back to Issues Etc. We are coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. On this Wednesday, the 19th, Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, will be our guest for the first few minutes. We'll talk about the latest Planned Parenthood video. Kevin Golden will join us after that. Part two of our series on Does the Bible Support Abortion Rights Today, Exodus chapter 21. Then we'll teach a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker of Law and Gospel. We'll be talking about the Spirit producing good works and the widow's offering in Mark chapter 12. Our call-in number 1-877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And our Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8382. Joining us to talk about the seventh undercover Planned Parenthood video released this morning, Carol Tobias, a regular guest president of National Right to Life based in Washington, D.C. Carol, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd. It's great to be on.
What do we sadly learn from the latest of these undercover videos?
Well, what we heard, and I think what really raises questions, is whether or not these babies, aborted babies, are being actually born alive. The former employee who was working there said, you know, that they started the touched the heart and the heart started beating, and she didn't know if the baby was, you know, technically dead or alive. And then they went to an executive from a biotech firm who said there are times when after the procedure is done that the heart actually is still beating. So we don't know if these babies are being killed in the womb or if they are being born alive and then being used for parts.
Now, this is just a picture that has emerged that is so... I don't even know how to describe it, Carol. I mean, the picture not only of the industry that itself, but of what you guys have called the cavalier attitude of Planned Parenthood toward the unborn. We always knew that they were trying their hardest intellectually to erase the humanity of the unborn with all of their rhetoric and their euphemisms. But it goes much deeper than that, doesn't it?
It really does. They're treating these unborn children that they have just, well, presumably they have just killed, as if it was nothing more than an appendix or a gallbladder or, you know, something else, that they have totally dehumanized the unborn child. And I think, I mean, I can't imagine working in a situation like that where you have not had to put on the blinders and let your heart just get so hardened, because I don't know how you could look at a baby or look at the parts of a baby and not have some kind of compassion or heart-wrenching question about what you're doing. This is just really, I can't say it's shocking. I mean, we kind of knew that this was happening, but now that it's just there in video and the transcripts in black and white, it still is shocking.
We have had legislatively an attempt to draw a line at born alive. And I want you to explain that technical term there and how important it is for us to have legislatively at least that line drawn here, which has obviously been completely blurred, crossed, and kicked out of the way by Planned Parenthood and their associates in this.
Well, there is a federal law. It's called the Born Alive Infants Protection Act. It's a public law passed by Congress, and it describes someone who is born alive as the complete expulsion or extraction from his or her mother of that member of the species Homo sapiens at any stage of development who, after the expulsion or extraction, breathes or has a beating heart. And then it goes on. I mean, the law goes on. But it describes someone who is removed from the uterus but still has a beating heart or a pulsation of the umbilical cord as someone who is born alive, and then they are to be treated as, you know, a person, a human being, according to federal law. Now, Kermit Gosnell was the abortionist in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, that was aborting babies, but he would have them born alive because for him that was just a lot easier, it was less messy, and then he would kill them after they were born by snipping them in the back of the neck, just below the head. Snipping the back of their spine, just below the head. So he's spending time in jail now because that was his way of aborting babies. We need to find out if Planned Parenthood is delivering live babies, because if they are, that baby then is a person that should, you know, is protected by all the laws that are on the books.
This is something we suspected, of course, but now there's actual proof. Isn't there, Carol?
Well, I don't know if you can say that there is proof. This is one woman who worked there who said she saw a baby, and when they touched the heart started beating. She was questioning. She doesn't know if the baby was, you know, technically alive or dead. But I think this provides a lot more evidence, and it can push Congress to do some more investigating. Senator Charles Grassley, head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, has already started an investigation. He sent letters to every single affiliate of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America asking for specific questions, and they're not going to give up. I think what this does, though, is provide a little more ammunition. Okay, explain what is happening. You know, tell us why this is, not a baby that was born alive. So it really does, I think, provide more ammunition for federal investigators.
And then with a few minutes left to us, if you would, mention the other pieces of legislation that are important at this opportune time, Paying Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, Unborn Child Protection Act, Protection from Dismemberment Abortion Act, those two things, if you would.
Sure. The Paying Capable Unborn Child Protection Act would say that at least by 20 weeks after fertilization, when the unborn child can feel pain, abortion is no longer allowed. So the later term abortions, which are going to provide the full body that we saw on the video this morning, would not, you know, you could not do the abortion on a baby at that stage of development. The ban on dismemberment abortions would say you can't kill a baby by tearing the arms and the legs off of that baby so that the baby bleeds to death. That is the most common abortion procedure used in the second trimester of the pregnancy. That has been passed in two states, and we are hoping that once the legislatures all come back again next January, we're going to see several more states pass that bill, because that would directly affect the babies that Planned Parenthood is able to get their hands on right now.
Carol, has something changed in the last month and a half with the release of these videos, with what they show in the detail, with the kind of the firsthand accounts that we're hearing, but then also the abortion industry insiders themselves admitting to these things?
It, I think it really has, and I think we're going to see public perception change greatly on this matter. Pro-lifers are certainly energized, re-energized, and dedicated to doing what they can to protect these babies. But we're seeing people who were initially pro-choice, pro-abortion, start to raise questions. Ruben Navarrete is a liberal columnist syndicated in a lot of papers around the country. He wrote, "I used to be pro-choice. I'm not sure I am anymore." Ruth Marcus with the Washington Post was defending Planned Parenthood, but she still said, if these videos don't make you queasy, there's something wrong with you. So we're starting to see a lot of people who just kind of blindly went on as if, you know, they're pro-choice, they didn't pay any attention to the issue, you know, it's a woman's decision. Now they're starting to think, wait a minute, is this really what's happening in my country? So I think we're going to start seeing a change of people. This is just kind of a wake-up call to some people who have been, you know, ignoring what's happening.
Carol Tobias is a regular guest president of National Right to Life based in Washington, D.C. You can find out more about National Right to Life under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Carol, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thanks, Todd. It's great to be on.
When we come back, Dr. Kevin Golden is going to join us. He has a Ph.D. in Biblical Studies from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. We're doing a series on Bible passages that allegedly support abortion rights. When we come back, Exodus 21. We'll find out whether it does after this.
The Church's Music from the 20th Century. The 17th Century. The 11th Century. The 8th Century. The 4th Century. The best of the Church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
I think every man, every Christian should consider, at least, the possibility of God calling him into the holy ministry.
Issues, Etc. regular guest, Dr. Carl Fekencher of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Because that's the way that God has designed for faith in Christ Jesus to be spread, for the gift of eternal life that Christ Jesus earned by his death and resurrection to be shared with people, by the washing of baptism for infants and for adults, for the instruction, the proclamation of the word that happens on a nonstop basis in God's kingdom. God uses people, he uses men to be those proclaimers, to be those men who share the sacraments.
If you've ever considered becoming a pastor, contact Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Their phone number, 1-800-481-2155, 1-800-481-2155, or visit ctsfw.edu.